Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Hello and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. Thank you so much for joining me as I am on this journey running for Congress. I am not on the airwaves every day anymore on KSL News Radio because I believe it's so important that I get in there and try and make a difference. And I'm so thankful for the support that I've seen from you. But along with campaigning, I've been working on another side project. This project is a tell-all book. That's right. Everything you ever wanted to know about JMAC. Now, the reason that I'm doing this is because I know that my opponents in this race will try and use my background against me. They will try and suggest to you that because I didn't go the traditional route, that I'm not qualified. And they'll use my mistakes against me. And what happens usually when people make allegations against a politician, that politician starts to spin and they're like, oh no, what happens if people find out that I actually made mistakes in life? And I've always looked at this with a little bit of puzzlement because my mistakes are who I am. I am a direct result of the mistakes in my life. Strength and power comes from overcoming trials. In fact, there's a great saying that I love when somebody loses a race or some competition and they say, I either win or I learn. I never lose. And that's something that we miss in our politics when people start to run from their mistakes and try and spin and they don't trust the American people to be able to understand that mistakes do not have to be a bad thing if you learn from them. So this book that I am working on will tell you, it's very honest, and it'll tell you about all the mistakes that I've made in my life and also many of the successes. But it will also focus on what I've learned from those mistakes. It's so important that we look back at the lives that we've lived and the mistakes that we've made and ask those questions, what have we learned? So in this book, I'm going to share with you a consistent theme in my life. And that theme is how my choices have led to greater freedoms or lesser freedoms. And that there were times in my life that I had made so many poor choices in a row that I had literally lost all of my freedoms. And there's one story that kind of exemplifies that. This is a fun story from when I was a kid. But it gives you an example of how just a few bad decisions in a single day can actually take you to a place where you have now lost all of your freedoms and you are at the mercy of other powers. So this starts with me when I was in middle school. And in middle school, I had a crush on a girl, and this was a hardcore crush. I knew her from church and from school. And she had invited me over to her home to play games. And I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. And the problem was that she lived across from me. Between her home and my home, there was this huge creek. It's called Coyote Creek. And this creek in the flood season was just a raging torrent. But in the off season, it was like this little creek and you could cross over it. And this time of year, it was hit or miss if it was a place that you could get across. Now, the smart thing to do and the right thing to do would be to ride my bike up and around and up to where the overpass was. But that would take me about a mile, maybe 2 miles out of my way. And it would also take a lot of time away from the time that I had to spend with this girl. So I made the decision, and this is decision number one, that led to me losing my freedoms on that day, I decided to take my 10 speed over and through Coyote Creek. Now, my 10 speed, this bike, was old. I never maintained it. That could be chalked up as another bad choice. And it was not a mountain bike. And to get across Coyote Creek, we're talking about dirt trails here, okay? So first bad choice, decide to take the 10 speed through Coyote Creek. But there I was, I only had one board game and I wanted to bring a game with me, and that was the Monopoly game. So I put the Monopoly board under my arm and I get on my 10 speed. I'm steering the 10 speed with one arm, Monopoly game under the other board, under the other arm, just as confident as can be. So excited and so fixated on seeing this girl. So the first part of my journey was, it was pretty much flat dirt road, but I knew that I would come to this point where you would have to go down a very steep hill to get across the creek, or you could take a little bit longer route and it wasn't as steep. What do you think I did? I was so fixated on seeing this girl as quickly as I could, I decided to take the steeper route. And by steeper, I mean a lot steeper. And remember, I'm not on a mountain bike, I'm on a 10 speed. So this, we'll chalk this up as the second bad choice that I made that day that resulted in a loss of freedom. So there I am, I'm looking down this steep hill, and it's pretty steep, but again, I'm just convinced that if I take this path instead of the safer path, that I'll be able to get to see this girl sooner. So I edge my bike over the edge, you know, and then gravity starts to take hold and I am on my way. And I instantly regret my decision because I am cooking. So I had my hand on the handlebars and I could access the rear brake. And so I begin to engage the rear brake. And at that moment, the brake cable snaps. And now I have another choice to make. So with two bad choices in, I still have some freedoms here. I'm cruising down this hill at warp speed. I have a choice. I can let go of the Monopoly board, save my own self, and try and navigate with two hands on the handlebars, and maybe even access to the front brake. But I think, and I remember going through this thought process in my mind, that if I do that, I won't have the Monopoly game to play with this girl. And that was my goal. So I decided, no, I can do this. So choice number three, continue down the hill with no brake, one hand on the handlebars, going at warp speed. But you know what? I started to get towards the bottom and I'm like thinking I'm going to be okay here because it starts to level out. Until I look forward and just ahead of me on the path, there was a tree near the trail and its roots had grown over the trail and there was dirt over the roots. And this basically in effect became a ramp. And you could tell that this was a place where kids would go down there with their dirt bikes, and they would jump over, they'd go down the hill and they'd jump over this ramp. Well, again, I was on the 10 speed and there was trees to the left, bushes to the right. I had to stay on the trail. So here I have another opportunity to make a choice as I approach this ramp. Do I put both hands on the wheel? Do I let go of the Monopoly board? Or do I continue down the path of bad choices that day? What do you think I did? I know, looking back, it's so dumb. I decided I could take the ramp. I can do this. And that was the final choice that fateful day that led to a complete loss of my freedom. Because as my front tire hit that ramp, it didn't go up and over. It just stopped dead and it bent in half. And my rear tire elevated, effectively launching me like a cannon off of my bike. And this is the moment, my friends, when gravity, inertia, all of those things had complete control of my life. I had no more control. My freedoms were gone. And the impact of the front tire on that ramp as it impacted caused my arm that was holding the Monopoly board to jerk forward, casting the Monopoly game in front of me. And it opened up and it exploded in a cloud of cash, Monopoly pieces, the board, and I soared through that cloud of Monopoly money like a lion through a ring of fire. And I remember the discussion in my head as I was flying through the air about trying to figure out how to navigate the landing. Do I do a tuck and roll? But by the time I figured it out, I was landing on the ground, elbows dug in ahead of me, scraping in and just landing in this massive cloud of dust and dirt. I could feel Monopoly pieces digging into my arms. And slowly but surely, I came to a complete stop. I got up, brushed myself off, looked back at my 10 speed. It was a total loss. And I surveilled the scene to assess the damage to myself and to the Monopoly board. Because yes, I was still fixated. And my elbows were covered in blood. My knees were scraped up. On my hip, I had a huge gash. And in fact, I still have scars from this incident today. And you might think that I would go and get medical care, you know, go home and take a shower, get cleaned up. Nope, still one track. Do you know what I did? I picked up every piece of that Monopoly game. Every piece of cash, every piece, and I put it back in that box. I dusted it off. I dusted myself off, and I proceeded to cross that creek and to go over to this girl's house because I was so fixated on playing that game with her. So there I am. I finally arrived. I knocked on her front door. She opens the door with a smile on her face, looks down at the Monopoly game in my hand and says, as clear as can be, "Oh, I hate Monopoly." So it's a funny story, but there is a lesson to be learned from that story. And it's a lesson that I will share with you throughout this tell-all book. And it's about how I have learned that a series of choices in one direction or the other results in my freedom or lack thereof. And I'm finally in a place in my life where I am able to make choices that lead to greater freedom. It's taken me 50 years to figure that out. And I hope that it will be something that you can enjoy. We're in the editing process of the book right now. We'll let you know on social media when it is out and when it is available. But just kind of a little lesson to be learned that you can see the consequences of your choices if you just pull back from whatever your fixation is. I mean, for example, you want something really bad and you have a choice. You save up the money in advance for it or you finance it. When you finance it, you are giving up parts of your freedom. And you may not feel that or experience that until you lose your job. And then you realize that you're a slave to that payment. Or until you want to do something else, but you don't have any extra money because you financed all of these things in advance. Because you've chosen the path of short-term gain and long-term pain. Whereas a choice to save up for it would be short-term pain and long-term gain, and you're not a slave to a payment. So this is what I'm talking about when choices lead, when we actually willingly give up our own freedoms And more often than not, we do it because of some type of fixation. And that fixation is probably not reality at all. So I just thought I'd share that story with you. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to like and subscribe to our podcast. And we'll have a lot more of these fun stories coming up in future podcasts. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Again, thank you so much for joining us on the JMAC podcast.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.